This is KUT. Mosquito season is upon us, and Texas still isn't out of the woods when it comes to Zika. That's the mosquito-borne illness that causes birth defects. Last year, there were 312 cases reported in the state. This time, though, public health officials say they are more prepared and they have a better picture of what to expect this time around. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Part of the problem is Zika didn't really go anywhere. Some locally transmitted cases continued to pop up near the border during the winter months. That means the disease lingered in the local mosquito population. And then there was the weather, as excitedly conveyed by Spectrum News meteorologist Burton Fitzsimmons.
And looky here, it's the warmest winter season we have had. On the books for 120 years.
Dr. Peter Hotez is the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. He says this chart-topping weather has kept the mosquito population thriving in Texas.
And so we've probably not had a big die-off of the Aedes aegypti mosquito in places like San Antonio or in Houston.
The Aedes aegypti mosquito has been linked to the spread of Zika. It also happens to be very prevalent in Texas, specifically in densely populated areas. Hotez says the combination of all of this is not good.
And so I'm quite worried that we're still quite vulnerable to Zika virus transmission.
State health officials say they're worried about Zika, too. Here's Chris Van Dusen with the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Certainly it's something we're on guard for. We've continued our planning, continued working with local health departments, with mosquito control folks around the state to provide some additional funds for Zika control, Zika planning, and that's certainly something we're going to continue working with throughout the summer.
Van Dusen says the agency is also drawing upon lessons learned from last year's Zika cases.
You know, one thing that we've done recently is further expanded our testing criteria, particularly in the Valley. And so six counties in South Texas now, we're recommending testing for all pregnant women.
Van Dusen and Dr. Hotez say the importance of actively testing humans for Zika was one of the bigger lessons learned. And Dr. Hotez says there was another important lesson.
We're not really getting a lot of help from the federal government. So the state of Texas is kind of on our own.
So far in 2017, there have been 10 reported Zika cases in Texas. All of them so far have been travel-related cases. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.